This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Yes, that is right. For one last time, your Magic Sea people are back with your coverage of Below Deck Down Under. Yes, I am your captain, Sasha Joseph, joined with our Greek god, our CEO, the red walking red flag, but maybe he's a white flag today. You know, the Joao defender, Chappelle, welcome. You are here.
I'm here. And as promised, I am wearing my toga today. It's Greek. It's a Greek party. That's what we're doing, right? Toga party?
100%. Listen, we're going to the Med soon. So I feel like, you know, maybe actually we're not there yet, but we might be going to the Med soon. And that equals we have to be ready. Chappelle said that if you were able to get us, I think it was to 100 reviews, you would get this. And y'all, we are at 136 reviews. So of course the toga is out, baby.
Toga, 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 toga. Thank y'all for supporting us, for leaving the reviews we beg for. I am willing to whore myself out for a lot less. And so this works for sure. Yeah, for the tips every time. And so leave us more 5-star reviews. Tell your friends, send them to the video, and then they can see us here live and see all the shenanigans. Because I think if you do it once, Sasha, when we come back from Med, if we come back from Med, there could be more costumes. I think we can do this again.
Yeah, I can get in on it. I mean, I don't think people want me. You're like the Captain Jason of this podcast, right? Where it's like you are the one that has, like, I will just put you up to everything. So yes. I think that's this relationship. But listen, let us know. I was already in a pig costume. What could be worse?
So look, bungee smugglers next time. I got you.
Not for me.
I got one. I got you. Next.
You're just going to stand up the whole podcast?
I'll do a flash. How about that? 200 reviews, bungee smuggler. I'll do it.
Y'all have 250.
Yeah, 250. 250 reviews. I see Lolly in the chat asking if I stand up. Lolly, here's the thing. The toga is poorly drawn. I mean, like behind me. Like it's, so I'm wearing it. It's full body. But it is hard to keep it closed, so I'm not going to stand up. But it's not a half-dressed Zoom meeting. There's definitely, well, I'll say this. I am half-dressed, but the other half you don't want to see. I'll say that much.
Yeah. The thing is, and Matt's in the chat. Matt said, oh, listen, for folks that are only listening to us, okay, you're missing out right now. Head over to Rob Has a Podcast on YouTube because listen, okay? Chappelle's in his toga. And the thing is, I feel like it got rubbed out and I'm mad because when he first came on camera, the oils was oiled up.
Do I need to go get my essential oils?
Yeah.
I can go get them.
Yeah, I feel like the experience has dulled down in the countdown. I don't know what happened.
I might come back. Hold on. Talk to people for a second.
Listen, all right, everyone. So you asked for it. I will make it happen. All right. And in the meantime, while he does that, I also want to just say shout out to the chat. Y'all have been amazing all season. We do need to get to 150 reviews to, you know, get Below Deck Med. So listen, help us out. Yeah. Lala just asked in the chat, how do I post a review? Just go to Spotify and you can leave us a 5-star there. You don't have to write anything. Or if you want to go to Apple and actually rate and review us, 5 stars only, obviously, help us out. Commit to the cause. And I just want to say shout out to Broketops, Kate Cod, Steph8480, Ganj420, It's Me, What's Up, and AnnieMe76, Jimmy James Buffet, and Shoeboxes, Blue Zombie Q. Oh, speaking of our favorite Q, hey,
I'm back and I'm oiled up. I'm greased up, baby. Let's do this. Look, you cannot be the chief entertainment officer if you don't keep some essential oils nearby.
Period.
So this is a good time. I'm very excited for this. I haven't been to a toga party in so long.
I know. Listen, same. I haven't been to a toga party since college. So the thing is, I feel like I also need to get my life together. And I threw, you know, maybe 2 or 5 toga parties in college. So I need to step it up is the point, everyone. So please take your pictures of Chappelle. Look at him throwing the hooks at everything.
We're having a good time, y'all. This is the finale. We got to talk about it. Let's have a good time. It's a party.
Yes, and post your questions in the chat. We have a good amount of stuff to get into. There was a Watch What Happens Live. We'll get into everything, all right? But I think let's get the boring stuff out of the way. Not that today can be boring. Chappelle's in a toga. Zen said, where's the baguette?
Oh, I can't show you the baguette.
I think you need to pay for the baguette.
You gotta pay for the baguette. That's an in-person experience, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I gotta...
Everybody don't get the baguette.
No. Okay, I will not allow him to give it to everyone.
She shut it down.
No. Oh my god. Yeah, Caitlin gets it. She said, "Babe, raise your price. You get me." Okay.
Yes.
We'll take the banana. I'm dead. I'm going. I have to go. All right. The point is, it's a toga party, so you know, sip your wine, get divine, because it's time. All right, we're gonna start where we left off, not half naked Chappelle, but more pissed off Sheffy. And she said, I'm done. No, I can't get over the fact that you're just rubbing in.
At most toga parties, I don't have to rub my own oil in. This is a one-man show for the first time, you know what I'm saying? You know the game. It's hard to tie these things.
I know. Yeah, this is why we were late to start, by the way, because I was like, yeah, you should like put your toga on. And then he said it was just him doing all of it.
Yeah, I was like, it's just me. And Sasha's like, you know, it's probably a 2-person job because Sasha has been there. I was jokingly comparing it to Asari. You know, I was just like, I feel like it's a multiple person job to make sure these things are tied and all the essential oils are covered, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, my God. The amount of times my toga has like just come off.
Oh yeah. Horrible. No, I started off in a toga. Matter of fact, no, my homeboy started off in a toga. By the time we got back to our dorm, he was just like in underwear, just dragging like a bunch of cloth around. Yeah.
Yeah. Good times. Had the, you know, the Sophie shorts when they were a thing. So yeah, it was just that and a tank top at one
and
point.
A tank. That's
like,
it.
Girl, what is happening? Dignity gone. So anyway.
Who needs dignity?
Who? Not me. Not the president of the sorority. That's for sure. So anyway, It's time to, you know, class this joint up according to, you know, Captain Jason. So Captain Jason is talking to Sheffy and he's like, listen, Keystone isn't coming. So drop it, period. And guess what? Even if you think you're not doing the onion volcano is happening. And he's pulled out like his best manager tricks, I want to say, right? He's like, you know, here's how you deflect. And here's how you just like don't deal with drama. You just kind of make it happen. And then we go from there, blah, blah, blah. So I love it. He's very positive and he's just not letting Sheffy off the hook, basically.
Yeah, we were very critical of this last time we talked because, yeah, it's a lot to ask somebody to do something that is so technically important, like a teppanyaki. Like, you know, you need to be skilled in that. Knife skills, you need to know what the hell you're doing with this vodka sake fire mix, you know? But Captain Jason is more tapped in. He knows that these guests, they don't really care. They just like, they want to see you do the motions. And so we quickly find out that, yeah, stack a few onions, light it on fire. They'll be okay, you know? And so if this was a serious group where like, no, this is very important to them, fine. But this group, Sasha, we find out they own a dispensary or something. They are chilling. These people are fine. They are not worried about that at all.
Apparently, yeah, they're okay with like the college dorm room George Foreman grill, according to
the hot plate.
Yeah, it's basically a hot plate. All right. And they're okay with it. And turns out Sheffy does it. She sucks it up and she's like, I'll do the damn onion thing. And the onion falls, right? Like, it's not a volcano. It's a hill. And it's just, it's a hot mess. But again, it's fine. Turns out it's all good to go. Sheffy's nervous. She's giving them nothing. She's like, I'm just going to make this happen. And we move on. We also get the wife wearing the orange dress. The primary is wearing that. And then, I don't know if you saw this, but my ears were attuned to listening to this. So they're all about to get ready for dinner and they're walking upstairs and they're like, oh, you wore the dress. That's so cute. Blah, blah, blah. Like you can't even see the iron stains. And then the primary, her husband, goes, that's cool. The dress could feed villages in India.
He did say that. And I was like, well, what do you mean by that? You know,
So, like say more.
Yeah, say, elaborate for me.
Wait to my face again, please.
Because we talked about how expensive the dress is, but I guess this is a phrase or something like that. You say, oh, it feeds a bunch of villages. Because I've heard villages in Africa before as well.
Right.
And every time I'm like, well, if you're that damn concerned about the villages, I hope you are feeding some. Like, you know, like if this wants to be a joke, why don't you just give the money? Matter of fact, don't buy the dress. How about you don't go spend thousands of dollars on a yacht trip since you give a damn? I don't know. It's a very odd reference.
Yeah, and it's just like, again, not to make this podcast about it, but you know, y'all, I'm Indian. I can't catch strays. So the point is, the colonizers show up to these countries, rape and pillage them, and then we'll be like, wow, they're so poor and underdeveloped. Gosh, I wonder how that happened. Not like the queen has a whole diamond from India. Stop it.
Stop. I mean, since we're talking about it, Sasha, there's plenty of places in America that could honestly be fed probably by that dress, because you want to talk about poverty levels. This country's in the drain in a lot of areas. And so it's just a weird reference. I get that he was making a joke saying it's very expensive, but you could just, there are better jokes you could have made. I don't know. We do this for a living. We just sit over here and talk about stuff and we try not to offend anybody. And sometimes we mess up too, but you know, let's just get away from picking on different people's cultures. You know, like let's think about how the people who hear these jokes might feel and move forward. I don't know.
Yeah, it's giving uncouth. And they're trying so hard to be like, we're the perfect guests. We're not going to get mad, blah, blah, blah. But here you are getting stupid, showing your whole ass. Anyway, I just feel like I need to call it out, you know? Then we also have a moment. Yeah, Zen, you get me. Okay, that man was a joke.
Well, right. Before you move on from him.
Yes.
So this is the primary's husband, right?
Yeah, they're both the primaries, yeah.
Even when Sheffy's doing the teppanyaki, he's being a little extra for me. You know, let's just call it what it is. Every time she touches something, he's like, oh, can you do this? Oh, no, it's fine. Do this. Can we do this? Oh my God, yes. The volcano, yes. Yes,
yeah. Shrimp. It's like he's throwing the shrimp. He couldn't catch one.
No, I'd be damned if I let somebody hit me in the face with shellfish like that. but it was just weird to me because it felt like there's a line between encouraging her and also just like being very like overbearing. I was like, God dang, you see she's uncomfortable. She told y'all this is her first time. She's trying to mess it up. And he was a lot. I don't know. He wasn't the one who broke the egg, though. That was a rando.
Yeah, that was Ross. Yeah. I even got his name. He just, y'all. Yeah, was he the one who broke the egg? Absolutely not. It was, his name was Ross. He was another guest, like Chappelle was saying. And not only broke, he bit the egg.
And it was soft boiled. So
was it? Okay, that's better than nothing, I guess.
I think it might have been, it might not even be a soft boiled. It might have been raw. I think he thought it was a hard boiled egg.
Yeah, I thought he was saying that, like, I thought it'd be hard boiled.
Yeah.
But he literally has egg on his face.
Yeah, literally. You can't write the joke. It's right there.
Like, please. Yeah, Lindsay. Yeah, exactly. The guy who tried to eat the egg, he took forever to realize what was happening. 1,000%.
Yeah. And Sheffy just was rolling with the punches. But, you know, there's a point where she's like, could you just sit down? You know, like, my eggs aren't safe with you. What's up? You know, I feel like they're giving potheads a bad name. Not that I am one, but I'm just saying, like, the ones I know are trusted and they would never do this.
Yeah, he was drunk off his ass. Like, let's be very clear. They were also drunk because then we also get a moment from Taylor, who's another guest, and she is gargling shots before she drinks them.
Let's talk about it. Have you seen this before? Ever?
No.
In all your days of drinking and partying, have you ever seen somebody take a shot, hold it in their mouth, and just gargle it?
Yo, what does that do? Like, again, like I said, I don't like the taste of alcohol. That's why I love shots, because I'm just like, let's quickly finish it so we don't ever have to think about it. But out of confusion.
No, this was disgusting. Not like
horrible.
I'm not saying she's disgusting, no, but dear God, imagine the taste of alcohol, just like shuffling around in your mouth. But then that's how you know she was gone. Like, that's a toasted human being. She is so drunk. Because if you're chugging shots and then you are starting to gargle them, you're past the point of no return. A few people get like that in this episode, but we never see her again after that moment.
No. And yeah, Lolly says this too. I think you would burn the bleep out of your throat. Yeah, you're right. Again, even if it's expensive alcohol, I still feel like if you're gargling it, you know what? We have to try it is the point. So if you see us in LA for the RHAP live show, maybe you and the two of us, Chappelle and I, take a shot and we gargle it. Let's see.
We will try one.
One. I said one.
Yeah.
And one, and then, like, mix shot. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like a lemon drop.
Like a lemon drop. Exactly. Buttery nipple, something like that. You know, yeah. Like not to, you know. But
Zen said they've done it with honey and whiskey for sore throat.
But see, that's a mix too. You know, the whiskey and stuff like that is supposed to make it feel good, like a hot toddy kind of thing that we do down here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like, yeah, but to just be like vodka and just blah, that's woo. Okay.
Yeah, it makes my eyes water, you know, thinking about because you're just how imagine doing that with a fireball. No,
yeah, we have to document one of our shots, not the gargles, because I don't want y'all to see me like that. But
I can't.
We'll post it on Twitter or something. Yeah.
Yes, yes, for the peanut galley. Okay, we'll do it. But anyway, yeah, all that to say, the dinner went well. It's just it was a mess, as in all the damn guests were a mess. Captain Jason shows up. He catches the prawn, no problem. He said, "Shrimp, come in my mouth. Let's do it." Not old, not in that way. Oh no. End it. Anyway, and then they also had cleanup. I wanna die. If you're listening to this podcast, I suggest you don't. You have to come on YouTube.
Sasha, take it from after the shrimp came in their mouth and they had to clean
up. No, shut up.
Continue. What were you saying?
Cleanup was a mess. That is all. Yes, I said it. Oh, fine. Let's move on. Oh, God. I'm like a serious professional, apparently. Okay. I'm not going to put any of your comments on the screen. No, Michael.
Flip it, Michael. People in the chat need that clip saved for eternity. That was great. You know it's bad when you got me grinning.
We're going to get so many one-star reviews because we can't be serious. Leave us a five-star review.
He's talking about the show. He's just a stripper laughing about shrimp coming. You know?
Oh, my God. Anyway, so, yeah, there's just a bunch of stuff that they have to...
Sasha, pay attention.
No. They're just on the floor. And I just have to say... All of this for what, Captain Jason? You could have just brought a teppanyaki chef and life would have been easier.
Yeah, but I guess you figured, look, Zarina, you're making this bigger than it has to be. These people don't care. Do your best. Throw a couple shrimp up in the air. Make the damn onion stack and then call it a day. The rest is a George Foreman grill. Nobody's taking this seriously. You know what I'm saying? I think that must be what he was trying to get to. Because it's an old raggedy boat. He's been making lemons out of lemonade lemonade out of lemons all season. So, you know, I think maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, 100%. No, thank you, Michael. Michael does say thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate it. Listen, we appreciate you. And let's Chappelle aim to please.
I do.
Yes. And with that, we get to the next morning. All right. It's all good. All's well that ends well. And in the morning, we get another contact moment. And then we get a confessional of them trying to put the contact in eventually. And it is horrendous. As a contact wearer, I just want to say stand up, Captain Jason.
Yeah, I heard some people are really sensitive about their eyes. They can't put the contacts in.
But you can't have someone else in your eye like that.
Can you touch your eyeball?
Yeah.
And yeah, I can too. But there are some people who I know cannot. They're just like, squeamish or something like that. But, we're going to get to this at the end of the episode. But what would Captain Jason be without Aisha? You know, like that's his right hand man. You know, she's got his contacts. She's hooking him up. Yeah, Captain Jason's struggling, but at this point, man, how long you been wearing contacts? You got to man up. You got to grow up, sir. Grow up.
100%. Yeah, Don, you're so real for this. So he has someone every day of his life to put him in. The problem is me and many other people would sign up for this job.
Yeah, and more than likely, he's just walking around blind. Because one thing I know, as some person who wears glasses, I will tell you, I don't wear glasses a lot of times. So sometimes we just be out here moving through the world in a blur. So I'm pretty sure he's probably been doing that.
I hate all of you, like,
less blind
people, because I can't even wake up in the morning and see anything. Like, I wake up and I'm just like, it must be nice to see the world.
Yeah, I have a friend who tells me that all the time. Like, I can't, if I don't have my glasses next to my nightstand, then I can't find my glasses. They don't exist that day.
And sometimes they fall and then you have to like, oh my God, when I used to live alone, I was like, no, the day is done. Like, how? It's never happening. So, no. Yeah.
Horrible. I basically have reading glasses on, basically.
Oh, like, that's valid. Like,
basically, yeah.
Yeah, you're just good. Old.
Yeah, no. Well, I've been wearing them my whole life. I've been an 85-year-old man since I was like 12.
Okay, Benjamin. Oh my God. And Lolly said that it's only his left one. So he's an astigmatism king. Like, yeah, okay.
It happens. It'd be like that.
Just all of this is too funny. Okay.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's a big week when RHAP is on the road in Chicago. Check out my live show from Chicago. That's going to be up on Thursday, Wednesday night. Shannon Gus is going to be live with you with Kelly Wentworth after Survivor. And we preview the Dondi finale with Deal or No Deal Island host Joe Manganiello, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
With that, then we get some Joao and Sheffy. Again, this is the start. I think today we have to go just in order because of how ridiculous the end of this episode is. So yes. Joao and Sheffy talk and they have a little like, Joao was like, oh, I was having such a bad day, blah, 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 all this stuff. And then Sheffy was like, oh, so you are being bitter. And you were not taking this casual. Like, this is serious for you, blah, blah, blah. Stop it. Both of them need to stop. And then Joao has started to show his whole ass. You know, y'all had me faltering last episode, being like, maybe he's a good person.
Ha! No, I'm still on the Joao train. Choo-choo!
After this still night, here. Be serious.
Yes. Well, here's my thing. We can just... Let's just talk
about it. Yeah, let's jump to it, because whatever.
Yeah. Eventually, they get really, really drunk. The boys do. I will say this. Most of the women were fine. Like, they seem like they were, like, reasonably drunk for their their night out.
Yeah.
We've seen them much worse. The dudes. Oh, my God. I mean, Harry, Joao, Culver, they're standing up on the sections, like, shirts off, you know, like, spitting out, like, water or alcohol into the air. Culver was doing the most. Joao was very, very drunk and in his feelings, and he did show his ass. I will give you that. But I do think that this is the same Joao that y'all have told me about, because he seems so remorseful after it was over. He cried in the hallway after they had their talk. Well, has he been prior to this is what I come to ask, because you've seen him on other seasons and I've heard that he was a jerk. But this didn't give me the vibes that this is the same guy I'm supposed to hate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shoot. Sasha's gone. Look, now that she's gone, y'all. Oh, shoot. She's back.
And that's Joao taking me out. Okay. Anyway, Kathy said Joao has been way worse than he was in this episode. Agreed. And yeah, Jezebob is the point is, I feel that he has been better than he was, but we have seen him. So that's why it feels like the old Joao is still there. Does that make sense? Like, for you, you're like, oh, this is not, like, this is regular or whatever. But no, it's that, like, he always does this. And then the crying is new. Like, I don't remember him crying. He kind of used to double down. But I don't care. I think he's just become better at being manipulative. And Lindsay said this. And yeah, I'll bring this up now. But Asia went was on Watch What Happens Live. And she actually called him a manipulative asshole and said and she was like, he's never gonna stop being that, and I'm sorry for being so harsh. So the point is, I'm with Asia.
I don't know, Lolly has been converted with me.
Lolly, stand up, please.
Yeah, they know the old Joao, and they too say, like, you know, it does look, I think the crying is where really get to it. And not to say like people don't cry just to like escape fault, but it did feel like there was remorse, even in the confessionals where he's like, I've tried so hard to not be that person. You know, like, I'm working at it. I haven't been that drunk in forever. And he looked like he was genuinely upset that he hurt Sheffy in a way that I've just never seen any clips of him feeling like that way toward, Aisha in the past, or, you know, whatever the case may be. So even if he might not be like completely rehabilitated, this feels like a step in the right direction. I'm sorry.
Oh, we, you want to know some more tea then for after, or should I just bring it up now?
Well, tell me, hook me up. What's going on?
Great. So obviously, spoiler alert, there is no reunion. So Sheffy did go, Zarina went live, not live, but she posted on her Instagram stories. All right. So she says, you know, why I call Joao fake was like the little caption. And it said he never told her he liked her. Fun fact, he only really said it in confessionals, which are filmed a year later.
And then
a year later is what she said, at least. Then she said he had a girl in Sydney the whole time and he had said that to her. So that's why she was pushing the casual so much, because he's like, hey, I'm, you know, like, I have someone in Sydney, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, then why are you trying like really hard here? What's going on? And then turns out they like were really toxic after, because they dated for a bit. And then he turns out to be gaslighting her. And according to, you know, this is according to Sheffy, and manipulated her. It ended badly. And her friend who dated him was there for her after. So they are friends again. And Joao told Sheffy that he was going to see a girl after filming Wrapped. Right. So she had to be okay with casual, blah, blah, blah. And then she talked about Jamie and Colbert. We can hold that up, but like, wait for that. But yeah, so it turns out he is still shit.
I don't know. This isn't canon. It didn't happen on screen. So I don't know if we can insert that type of evidence into this conversation. Toxic. Listen, Joao, I know you're listening to this. Come on the show. Let's interview Joao and see if we can get his point of view. Listen, Sasha, there's no reunion. What if we host a reunion right here?
I wish.
Do you think we can get away with it? Do you think if we send out the link, people would join us? Because I'm sure we could get the adult entertainers from earlier in the season. Listen, you know, like, they love us.
They're our friends. Like, right. That's there. They'll be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's because there's a world where maybe, you know, Joao's side is that Sheffy was, you know, not the greatest. And maybe she was gaslighting, you know, like girl bosses do. So we'll have to see.
Be joking.
I'm just saying, we weren't there. We don't know. The cameras weren't rolling.
The point is, just say you don't believe women.
Believe women. I just think we got to hear both sides. I support women's rights and wrongs. So we need to hear how she was wrong, too, so I can support her.
Be for real. Be so for real. All right. But you tried it. Listen, the point is, everyone, Chappelle's in his toga. And, you know, the brand is out. So I think he's like slipping
the oils
into his. Yeah. Again, people that are listening, he just poured some on himself. Here we are. The point is, I think you're slipping, and I'm here to drag you back.
Drag me back. Okay, cool. Well, I'm just saying, Joao, Sheffy, if you want to come on here and clear the air.
Yeah, if anyone has access to Bravo or these people, let us know. We would love to like dedicate resources to this, because to watch What Happens Live with Aisha and Captain Jason, I personally thought it was so bad. Like, Andy could not be bothered to like be there. It was just so over sexualizing. They were even talking about like Harry's penis size. Like, that was a question. Like, how big, because he's 6'5". So how big do you think his penis is?
Is it supposed to be like a direct correlation or something like that between like height and length / girth? He's 6'5".
Sure, but the point is, that's weird. Like, we don't need to talk about that. And then they ended with like five things that, you know, is really hot about Captain Jason, blah, blah. It was just like very uncomfortable. Not because I don't love Aisha and Captain Jason, like, they're amazing together. It just feels like Andy was probably like, TikTok, like, I want to wrap this up a little. So anyway, the point is, I feel like the people need it. If anyone out there has contact to Bravo, let us know. That's all.
Right. And I think Lindsay wraps it up pretty good in the chat. Mm-hmm. They say, I'm sure she didn't just make everything up, but it could be exaggerated a bit. Bottom line, though, we've seen a lot more toxic Joelle overall than this cleaned up version. And so I'm willing to concede that, you know, like I said, I came in here with the fresh eyes on it. And so I was able to say, like, based off of the evidence that's presented to me on the show, it ain't that bad. But, you know, where there's smoke, a lot of times there's fire. And so there's probably something that we should keep an eye on if we're talking about Joelle and his growth narrative in this season.
Yeah, not the growth, you know, for Harry we were talking about. It's a hot mess, everyone. Welcome, Mark, if you accidentally clicked on this. We're just happy you're here. Chappelle's in a toga. We love it.
Hey,
it's just I personally feel like Joelle was like showing his whole ass like from jump where when they were at the Flames of the Forest dinner, right? Even with Captain Joelle started right there. Jamie's like, oh, here's like kangaroo meat. It's really good for you. It's really lean, blah, blah, blah. And then Joelle was like, oh, this must go over Culver's head. Like, how are you guys together? How is this going to last?
Yeah, I was defending Joelle, the person who was, you know, like basically mean to the women in the last season, you know, basically an asshole as far as that goes. I cannot defend Joelle at all when it comes to his interaction with Culver because it is basically so unprofessional, you know? Like these are conversations you have with the boss. These are conversations you have, you know, on the boat during work hours in a meeting, a private sit down with the supervisor type situation. You don't go to dinner and then completely just start ragging on him, basically questioning their relationship. And then even telling him that he doesn't take initiative and then just completely butting into their conversations. So it's like, this is your boss talking to you about this, so it's not okay. You know, like, if it was all based on, like, hey, this is my friend outside of work.
Yeah.
And I was giving you completely friendship advice, but the line has been blurred. And so now we can't tell if he's upset because he's, like, defending Jamie, or if he's upset because he just wants to stick it to Culver again because he doesn't like his work ethic. So I didn't like this at all. This was really bad. This is the worst episode for Joelle. I've been doing a lot of good Joelle defending this season, and I'm running out of time here.
Yeah, you're in the trenches because it was so uncomfortable. And then this could be the edit, but it felt like he was the only one laughing at his horrendous jokes. Where I was are you serious? Like, shut up. Stop laughing. You're so embarrassing. And Michael says this in the chat, too. And I have that written down where it just felt like Captain was also uncomfortable. And it was, again, all so painful. Yeah, well, no, they always leave after dinner.
Oh, because Captain Jackson was like, normal. Oh, okay, bye. I said, wait, did he leave because of that moment? Because that was smart.
No. They always, he said, I have to leave before you guys get loose.
Yeah, and he did.
You listen, Joelle was never tight. That's the problem. Okay, clean it up a lot of bit. Okay, then of course they also give Jason a lot of praise at dinner. It's really sweet, and then they're getting in the car, and Aisha was like, "This the one." He's gonna rear his ugly head tonight. I just know it. And then this. Okay. Everyone, all right, let's pop. Like, Joelle then starts screaming again at Culver, right? He's like, just tell Jamie what Captain said. Decide. Give her a job. What's your plan B? Are you his dad? Like, why is he acting like this?
And Culver said it, too. Like, why do you give a damn? Why do you care? Why are you in my business when it comes to this? Because, first of all, the Jamie situation, we've never seen Joelle and Jamie have a one-on-one conversation throughout this entire show. So there's no world to think that she's been opening up to Joelle, you know, based off of what we've seen. Maybe off camera, she said something specifically to him, but I don't think she signed him up to be her knight in shining armor. She does seem like she's a little preoccupied in her phone sending pictures to someone else. So maybe just tone down a little bit. But I really think he was just dunking on Culver because, you know, from a position of power, this might go a little bit to y'all's point, is that he's so used to getting into that bullying mode, and he knows he's known for bullying the women and saying horrible things to Aisha and stuff like that. So now he picks somebody else to bully, and it just happens to be Culver.
100%. And Caitlin, this I'm so with you because Caitlin says also the season is over. What did he think he was going to accomplish going in on Culver now? That's the thing. Why do the licks now, right? Like if you actually cared about him and his growth, you would say something and be kind, right? Like as a manager, as a supervisor, you're supposed to call them in and really, you know, make it work. But no, just a lose. This is like such loser behavior and it's bullying. Like normal people would go to HR and be like, you know, my boss is like straight up bullying me.
Cause like, what do you say back? Like there's the power imbalance is so clear at that point. It's like, I can't say too much about Joel right now, because at the end of the day, I'm not that great at my job either. So, you know, he might start to use that against me in a world where he would normally overlook some of his shortcomings and stuff like that. That now it's so personal that anything you do can be looked up under a microscope. And at this point, we have enough evidence to believe that if Joel's complaining about it, it's probably something Culver did wrong, but it might not be a fireable offense or something that he needs to go off about. But once you start to draw that line in the sand between the personal and the work stuff, again, it can get blurry. So I definitely think this was out of line.
Yeah, 100%. And then Culver tries, right? He's like, why don't you worry about your own girl? And he's like, who's my girl? What, Sheffy? And then
Sheffy's like, whoa, like, I'm not. No, it's not actually. No.
She's like, why am I in it?
Right. Like, and he did nothing.
Yeah. Like, who, me? No, couldn't be me. And then, but then Sheffy's like, also like, okay, leave him alone. He like, you know, blah, blah, blah. Because it's crazy because all Sheffy was doing was being like, oh, you guys really like each other. And Joao was like, well, that makes one of them.
Yeah. He had no business in this conversation. Again, hurt people hurt people. I do think that the you know, he has some demons, as they talk about. But also, I think the thing with Sheffy.
And a girl in Sydney, yeah.
But he wasn't worried about her. So the girl that's right here in front of him is the problem. You know, Sheffy, he cannot connect with Sheffy like he wants to. She's talking about casual, other girl or not, you know. And so I think his feelings are hurt. And so he's starting to lash out at whoever he can. And it does not help that when Sheffy is, you know, called his relationship, she goes, no, this is casual. And then she tells him one of the things that pissed him off the most is that, yeah, you're exactly what I thought. You're being exactly the guy who I thought you were when I called you fake. And that really offended him back then. And so, you know, now she just like turned the knife and he's drinking some more. You know, they were drinking everywhere. They had a cooler in the car.
And he's like making Captain like move his hand. He's like, I need the drink. Like, can you move? I need another drink.
Look, been there. Now, this is my type of carrying on, but at some point there has to be a limit. And then they get to the bar and they're taking shots. I was like, oh yeah, he's done. It's over.
Yeah. It was curtains for him. But of course, before we get to the bar, we have some flirting. Okay. Jamie's already like so down on Culver. I'm like, just end this horrible thing. But Jamie and Culver are Culver are chatting, right? And he's like, I got you a shell from the beach. And again, I feel like when you really like someone, that stuff is cute. But when you don't like someone, you're like, this is the cringiest shit of my life.
Yeah. And Culver is dropping the ball in a lot of areas. You know, he had promised Jamie like, oh, yeah, when we're done with this, we're about to go on the next boat. We're going to go to Med and it's going to be the two of us. And he can't even get a text back from Olaf. So she's looking at him like, man, you're not really handling your business. You're not that great at your job. You're kind of childish.
Live with your mom.
You live with your mom. And then it's Luca over there. And Luca, that's a man in her eyes, you know. And so she's texting him. I was like, they send them pictures to each other the whole time this is going on. Sasha, this is a toxic woman.
She's so bad. I love it. I love it. Okay. Yeah. I love it. It is so wrong what she's doing. Like, I can't even, right? Like, I absolutely do not understand the chutzpah to, like, DM somebody while you're in the car with them. And your man is in the other car.
Cold-blooded. And they're just not DMing. They're sending GIFs and pictures and stuff.
Yes. Like, what?
Come on, man. Y'all sleep on the same boat with this man. This is disrespectful.
Yeah, 100%. Chat is also saying it, right? Like, she should have never checked the box. You know, she correct. Okay. It's just, I think she got caught up. It's like when people do public proposals and they actually want to say no, but they can't because you're in public. That's what this felt like. And it only goes downhill from here because people are so wasted. And Jamie is like, you know, putting on a little show for Luca, not for Culver, of course.
No, and she was dropping down and getting her eagle on, Sasha. She was scrubbing the ground.
So bad. It's good. And then Culver is like, oh, yeah, she's dancing like that for me. Not. So he is like on this little like booth dancing.
He's in the section. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, he's dancing, having a good time, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Lindsay calls Culver an excited puppy. I think that's the best way to do it because he's just so happy to be there. He's like, I got my girl. I got a job. I got money. I'm good to go. And then Joao jumps on. His titties is all out. Like, we're just like, what is going on? Joao is breaking leaves off of the decor at this poor bar. I don't understand any of this, all right? And then Harry's shirt is off. It keeps getting worse until for Jamie and Luca, like, I feel like they almost gave each other a look like, we gotta go.
Like, we gotta, let's go get a drink. Even though he was like, toilet? She's like, yeah, yeah, sure. You know, rarely have I seen the co-ed bathroom trip. You know, like, I've seen, like, women say, hey, can you come with me to the restroom? That kind of thing. Or, like, come guard the bathroom. But men normally don't pop that off unless there's, like, alternative. Like, you're not going to the toilet. Stop it.
Yeah, 100%. And of course, they're at the bar and Jamie's like, you're so hot. And then he's like, oh, you're hot. And again, chat is also saying this, but like a moment of silence for that dress and how she pulled it off. Because my God, she looked flawless. All right. Yeah.
She knew she looked good, too. She did. That part. She did. Yeah, she
was like, good for her. And she, I think she was like, look at me. What am I doing? No offense.
Being toxic?
Yeah, 100% it is. And what? Luca says, can I kiss you? And I don't know what her body language said. Okay. And I felt like she almost said no, but then leaned in. And I reminded it twice, but I don't know. So she leans in ish. They're making out.
Yep, it's a wrap. He had been saying it like, she's giving me the body language like she wants me to kiss her, but I'm not trying to do that to Culver. Again, Luca is fighting a battle here against a toxic woman. It's hard. It's really difficult to win these types of battles. He did not fold like she folded. Within 3 minutes, she folded on Sheffy and completely stole Culver from her.
Where's his bro code, Chappelle?
Look, again, he has been fighting it for episodes. Jamie didn't last 27 minutes. And so I cannot fault my brother here. He was trying his best. But did you see her in that dress? Who among us?
I'll tell you that.
Sorry.
If I saw her, like, I'd just be like, this is it. Like, what's the point for anyone else to try?
She is killing them.
Just so good. But yeah, with that. And of course, they're like, no one saw. I think we're good. Oh, guess who saw? Harry.
Harry, who was extremely drunk. But that's all it really took, because now the rumor mill is popping and people are talking about it.
It's so funny. They're all talking about it. And not only that, the next morning, the whole crew is in the bunk talking about it without foolish ass Culver. I'm like, wake up, sir. Where are you?
Well, he trusted this toxic woman. Again, it happens to the best of us. You put your trust in these women and they just go out here and they make a fool of you on television. They tell you he's the guy you ain't got to worry about. And yet here we are. This poor Culver. Justice for Culver. He ain't do nothing wrong.
Yeah. Listen, I feel bad for Culver. I'll be clear on that. But look at Jamie. She should have never ticked the box.
Yeah.
She should have been like, no, sorry. Luca's here.
Can we talk about how she blatantly lied about not remembering that kiss? Look, we believe women. Yes, we do. But she lied. She said she lied. She lied. She was not that drunk. She wasn't. That woman was wild. She was fine. She was
no, she was just like, she was like, what happened? I kissed who?
Y'all saw that? Damn. That's crazy. And then she like, it just happened. I was drunk. Ma'am, you've been texting this man. How long you been drunk? You've been texting
show
this man
for at least 3 charters.
Post the DMs. We need the screenshots. Receipts.
Oh my God. I couldn't stop laughing. I was like, she's so quick on her feet to be like, yeah, that happened. Cause Luca was like, yeah, I'm so sorry. And she's just like, I don't know.
Yeah. And oh, and another good thing about this is that it's the entire boat, basically, except Captain Jason and Culver. So they're all calling each other in, like, quick, come in. What happened? Oh, she made out with Luca. Luca's standing there like, she did. He's like, what? I did? Yeah, you did. It's like, oh. Then the next person walks by like, hey, come in. Listen. She made out with Luca. They're like, oh, Luca, what happened? It's like, y'all playing with this man Culver's life. That man, he didn't check the boxes. He tried to find this woman a job. He in the other room packing their little trinkets. Yeah. These people are awful.
Oh my God, that was so cringe. He was like, so yes, of course. Jamie says, I gotta tell him first, everyone. So she goes and tells him, silence, right? He's in a Jaguar shirt, and yeah, then he changes into like an MLB shirt. And I was like, how long has time, you know, how much time has passed? How many sport shirts are we going to ruin for this man? And he's just like, I'm packing these trinkets. What am I going to do now? You keep your starfish and I'll keep mine. Culver, what?
I'm such a little kid. Like, well, I got you this thing, but I guess you want to be a cheater. So you take this. It doesn't mean anything to you. All right, Culver, stand up, brother. Stand up.
Stand up.
So he called his mama. And mama's like, yeah, that's bad. Hate that happened to you. But it does seem like you're self-sabotaging a bit. I said, what? I about spit my drink out. I said, oh, she means Jamie's self-sabotaging the relationship because she doesn't want to go. It's like, no, yeah, Culver, you're self-sabotaging. You really need to stick this one out and try to make it happen here. I was like, stick what out?
Listen, Culver mom said, I'm going to beat the boy mom trademark allegations.
Right.
She just said, not me. I couldn't be the boy mom. Because listen, if someone called me and was like, this girl that I like, that I did all this stuff for, kissed another guy, I'd be like, stand up. Where's the self-esteem? You leave alone. Olaf gave you the job, right? Goodbye.
Well, Olaf, we ain't never seen the. Did Olaf give him the job? Yeah, we don't know.
Oh,
the
my
man
God.
Finna be unemployed, and he gonna have his clown nose on, looking like a fool. Because by the end of this episode, Jamie is like, "Yeah, let's fix this. Let's stick it out. We got it. We're gonna do this. We're still together." What?
Not even. Because then the confessional asks her,
"Why did you do it, Jamie?" And she's like, because I ain't wanna hurt his feelings. Lady.
No, are you not embarrassed?
That's so embarrassing. Why are you not embarrassed? What's happening?
I could not believe it, right? Like, I didn't want to be in this moment.
Bruh, same.
Like, I was like, no, like, you don't have to air this. This is so evil. But I loved every minute of it.
It's bad when the producers are like putting the mic to the side, like, hey, between you and me, what the hell are you doing? And she's like, I don't know.
She's like, I'm just caught up.
I didn't want to make him sad and I need a job. I'm trying to get back on Bravo's rotation. Like, I felt like this was a good move. Lady, y'all go watch this season. If this relationship goes any further, let's say they get off the boat and it's more normal, right? And it is a situation where they can actually coexist as a couple. And if things are going fine, when this show come out, And y'all sitting there on the couch watching these episodes back, what are you going to say?
What are you doing, baby? We were just together 10 days. I needed to get it out of my system. But, you know, listen, since then, what? We've had zero issues. Don't let this dumb show come in between us.
Sasha, do you watch Love is Blind?
Yeah.
Okay, so I got a spoiler for the new season. I won't spoil it. But let me tell you, there's a conversation about some cheating and someone says it happened 2 years ago. And that person says, that was not a long time ago. And they're like, yes, it was. They're like, no, 2 years is not a long time. This will happen less than that. There's no world where you can tell me you knew this happened. We've been dating. It was young. I messed up. I didn't really know you like that. And then you never told me it was coming. If that episode airs without her being like, babe, listen, before you watch this, how about we just don't watch this? We don't need this. No. If that man sat there with that clown nose on and that clown makeup on and clown shoes on, looking like a fool, Culver, if you hear this, stand up and walk the hell out. There's no reason. Hang up on your mama. She don't have your best interest at heart. If she watched this back and be like, yeah, I think you should stick it out. This is not okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And turns out, spoiler alert, they did take a trip. I believe Jason said the west coast of Australia, and they did not make it. And Aisha did agree that she was, you know, watching them with rose colored glasses. And, you know, maybe they weren't that, you know, Jamie wasn't that into it. Sheffy said that they dated for a month after the show, and there was inappropriate behavior, which is why they maybe didn't make it. And Aisha also alluded to that on Watch What Happens Live. She doesn't say what happened, but she was like, and there was, she like starts grunting first when she's asked the question, and then she's like, I mean, there was some, Andy, your beard looks so good.
Yeah, she did it again.
Yeah, I think she did it again. Luca. It must, had to be.
Well, Luca, we hear, I think, based on the conversation you and I had with Sharon, it's supposed to be on Below Deck Med at some point, right?
No, he's in the, he's in the trailer.
So, I wonder if we get any follow-up from Luca's side of the story, you know, if there's any conversations about what happened with Jamie, because, you know, these Below Deck people don't get to be attractive on a boat and not be coupled with somebody. So I have to believe there's a love interest in his future and that maybe we might get more insight of this Jamie sense, you know, from his point of view.
Yeah, 100%. Let's see. Can't wait for it. Maybe Luca and Jamie come on the podcast and tell us.
We need to know everything. Toxic Queen.
Please,
Jamie, come holler.
We love you. Okay.
Yeah. Wear the dress.
Please. Chappelle wears toga again. There you match.
We match.
Please, I need it. All right. And yeah, so that kind of wraps up their storyline. Joao and Sheffy have like a heart to heart the next day. And then there's lots of tears. She's like, I thought we were friends. And he's like, we were. Well, you weren't my friend last night, because what happened last night? Well, everyone, Joao kissed Margot.
And okay. So we knew the kiss was coming. We had seen the clips of the kiss. This does not count as a kiss. Not to say that he's innocent.
No, I see what you mean. He definitely,
but what the hell, Joao? This drunken, like, please kiss me, I'm so sad, like, moment that he had. Like, I want to kiss you so bad. You're so hot. I love you. And then just to put his drunk lips, like, poor Margo just stood there like, the whole time. This was gross. This was not a makeout. This was disgusting. Poor Margo. Poor Margo. Yeah. Blah.
Yeah, no, it was so bad, y'all. Like, I just don't understand how this was happening. It was literally very painful. And I wanted to end it all. It's like
It's like he was so drunk that she knew, like, trying to fight it was futile. So she was just like, let me just, like, entertain whatever's going on, and then immediately get far away from him. That poor lady. I feel so bad. I was like, Joao is so drunk. He's like, please kiss me. She's like, okay, fine.
It's like a little dog that you had to, like, give a little, like, tap on.
A little pat to, like, okay.
Yeah. And she immediately goes, I gotta go talk to Zarina. Like, where is Sheffy?
Yeah.
But what is going on here? You know what I mean? Like, it's just, he is so painful. And I think Margot, she did post this herself. And I don't want to go into too many details, but she talked a lot on her Instagram about how, you know, watching the season back has really put in perspective a lot of stuff for her. And she, you know, decided that she needs to stop drinking and stop maybe like relying on alcohol for things. And it just like helped her, you know, see a lot of things. So I feel like this is maybe one of those moments where the alcohol had to do, you know, a lot of what happened.
Ugh. Oh, yeah. This was bad. I feel bad for Margot just because, like, You know, like, it's, bro, I know she's overdrunk, man, period, just in general. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's like, he probably should consider not drinking as much either. You know, whenever he drinks and he gets like, this is bad. But it was just bad. Yeah, I didn't like the scene at all. You know, like, mm-hmm. when we talked about it earlier in the season, we're like, oh, there's a mess coming.
Right.
No, it was just Joe out drunk trying to make Sheffy jealous, and it failed. There was nothing there.
No, it like landed like a thud. And Lolly, I really like this comment. It says Margot kissing was equivalent to Jamie checking the box.
No, yeah. No, you're giving Jamie too much credit.
So
Jamie
funny.
Checks the box and then commits for another, like, commits Jamie to another was boat ride.
Having to do yeah. this, but right. but I like the like under duress situation. God, but yeah, all of it was just like really painful to watch. I think for all of us. And Joao crying was bizarro. And maybe I can be cold-hearted in that way, but I was like, why are you crying? Like, it's Sheffy's the one that should be crying. But you know how self-sabotage people be.
Exactly, yeah. Like, he had a potentially good thing in front of him. He got his feelings hurt one time, got super, super drunk, started acting out, and then now the next day he regrets it. And he's regretting it. And, you know, he probably is embarrassed as well. But he also realizes they're like, yeah, maybe people's suspicions about him being fake or, you know, being an asshole or whatever the case may be, might be true. And so I feel like he might have to have a come to Jesus moment with himself and like really start to reflect. And yeah, to have that breakdown in the hallway, Sheffy came in. She came in, like, consoled him or whatever. And I'm gonna go ahead and tell you right now, Sasha, that would have been the worst day of my life. If I ever break down crying on national television in front of the girl who hurt my feelings, just leave me on the boat. Sink the boat yeah. while I'm on it.
Honestly. You know? Yeah, I agree. And yeah, and Lindsay says maybe I'm cynical, but he did stop in the middle of the hallway right in front of the cameras. Yes, and there's cameras in his room too. So.
Yeah, there's nowhere he could really go except the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I was like, he wasn't going to make it that far. He was about to hit like the slow slide down the wall. Like, it was just like,
yeah,
he was hurting. And even then, again, like, Lindsay, I personally, if that's the movie pulled, fine, but I could never, because the day you see me crying in front of people on purpose, wrap it yeah. up.
If you ever see me like sweat for anyone, let alone a man, it's just, please God, take me off this earth.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's painful. And with that, we say a lot of goodbyes, right? Margot was offered a third stew position because she did really well. Aisha said, you know, she became a social stew butterfly, which I thought was really beautiful to talk about her. And on Watch What Happens Live, Aisha said that she doesn't regret, which I don't think she should, but it doesn't regret, you know, her... like giving her seconds to Jamie needs to understand, you know, listen, you came in late. So all of that to say, like, Margot is going to be working on herself and understands, you know, that she uses alcohol as a crutch. And I'm excited for her journey and to see like where she goes from here.
Yeah, she took a vacation and I think she needed that. You know, she said, I'm going to go figure some stuff out. And I think she had, if anybody had a roller coaster ride this season, it was definitely Margot.
Yeah, 100%. And then we get a lot of other goodbyes as well, which, you know, Luca, we are going to see him next week. He's back, baby. He's not going anywhere. And Harry, you know, said he's going to go home, work with his brothers, put on his budgies or his Speedo and let the women come to him. Because, you know, yeah. Remember Harry?
Yeah, Harry said, I got what they looking for. And so if I just go lay out on the beach with it hanging out, someone will follow. And apparently. So that's what he's going to do.
Yeah. And Zarina also says bye. You know, like I gave her update as well. We don't have Joao's update except from Sheffy and on Watch What Happens Live. And then the final goodbye to Aisha.
Oh, they're the best. The two of them.
I know.
Yeah, like, I don't want to see Captain Jason on a show without Aisha. Like, I kind of feel like they're like a dynamic duo. I don't know how many other Below Deck seasons have such a like an iconic pair for me, because I've only seen
Kate
this one.
And yeah,
other
Captain
one.
Lee are the...
But yeah, but like, I would love to see that as well. Mm-hmm. You know, like, more of the like Aisha, Jason kind of camaraderie. I like that a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You should watch OG Below Deck with Kate and Captain Lee. They, because Captain Lee is way more of a hard ass, so you can tell that it's so obvious that she's just his favorite.
His favorite, yeah.
And that's why this is happening. So yeah, no, but they are like genuinely friends. I think that's what's beautiful. Because even on Watch What Happens Live, she was making like so much fun of him. And he was even, when asked his type, he's like, yeah, I like brunettes. And she just like would not stop making fun of just how he likes to just be kind of a, you know, not a slut, but you know, a little bit. So yeah, can't wait for their relationship to continue for Below Deck season, you know, Down Under season 3, fingers crossed, let's see. And with that, we did end this season on $164,000 tip and which is 13K each. So okay. Good job, you know, to everyone on that. Is there anything you wanted to talk about, chat? You know, is there anything else we need to be covering?
Yeah. First of all, very excited about this season. Sasha, this was my first entire like charter season with you. I got to join the last season when it was you and Rob and kind of hang out at the end. But this is so great. I'm so happy you picked me as your first mate / chief entertainment officer. Hopefully, you know, if we get our reviews in, we can do Below Deck Med, because I think, what do we have, 2 weeks until that show starts?
No, next 2 weeks or next week?
I don't know.
Right? Yeah,
Is it directly next week?
Yeah, the 25th, right? Yeah. Pretty sure that's next week.
Are there any more Below Decks I should know about? Like, what happens when Med goes off?
Oh, my God. Because Adventure isn't coming back. Do we go into regular? So yeah, we get Summer in Winter House. So Winter House Aisha will be on Winter House, actually.
What? Yeah. Girl.
So maybe, you know, we'll see. Maybe we don't do like a whole season of Winter House, but maybe we check in with them. Let's see how we feel.
Yeah, Peanut Galley, let us know in the comments. Yeah, put it in the comments on the YouTube page if you're listening. And you're watching us on YouTube. Let us know. Summer House, Winter House, yay, nay. You know, what do you want? Because we got time. And I really enjoyed being here. I don't watch a lot of Bravo, so this is all new for me. But Sasha's a great captain. And so anywhere she wants to go, I'll be on the boat. You just got to text me back like Olaf.
As if. Okay. Chappelle's very busy. Also, we will try. I know the chat is saying, please do Med. We're at 136 reviews. I think it's possible. 14 more to get Below Deck Med to get us, you know, to push Rob to do it. And yeah, and Lolly also said, yeah, Below Deck proper. Carrie's fine, but with, unfortunately, Carrie will be replacing Captain Lee. And in case folks didn't know, there won't be a reunion. Zarina confirmed it. And they said that she, according to her, at least, that, you know, so many things went on that season. It'd be too hectic. I think we're trying to keep the Luke and Laura situation out to protect Margot, which I think is fair enough. We should all respect that. Unfortunately, no reunion.
No reunion. Sad, sad face. But I'm telling you, we might reach out and see what we can rehab. You
know, listen, I think we should. Would y'all enjoy? I know our people.
Yes, Peanut Galley, they got us. We go if we get somebody. We don't even got to be nobody important. If we get Jamie, she just got there. She don't know a lot of the insight. But we get Jamie. Yeah,
honestly, I would just stare at Jamie. That's my problem. So yeah, you might have to do the heavy lifting there. But if y'all know any Bravo people, like, let us know so we can contact them. And yeah, a lot of people are also saying, like, never watched Winter Summer House, but I will with y'all. And Lindsay said, if you haven't seen Summer House yet, you're in for way more mess. So y'all, I don't know if you've watched it, but I told Chappelle that he should watch / be on Martha's Vineyard, Summer House, right? Martha's Vineyard, or what? I forget the name already.
I think it's what it's called. Yeah,
that's the show. Okay, I loved that one, so would appreciate you know, that coming back, but we'll see. Either way, maybe we'll check out Winter House. We'll see how we feel. Is there anything else, y'all?
No, my toga's falling apart.
As it should by the end.
it wasn't well constructed now.
Proper.
Like, Yeah, I'm basically naked now. I'm sorry, y'all. Just trying to hook it up.
Listen, if people want, leave us that review so he'll turn the camera down. I'm just kidding.
Look, I'm sorry. I thought
no, no, no.
Just a little bit. No, I'm not rubbing oil on me, Lolly. Dang, my damn toga is coming apart. It was poorly constructed. It's not a one-person job.
It's really not. I called it. And the point is, thank you again, chat. Like, y'all really, I feel like, are majority the reason why we keep doing this. Rob is obsessed with y'all. Like, he said, this chat is the best chat. So just, if you're listening, join us. Hopefully, we're here next week at 3 p.m. Eastern again. But we'll see. Vibes only until then. But yes, Chappelle, where can the people find you?
You can find me here on Rob Has a Podcast. We're going to have a video episode of Nothing But Netflix this week with our special guests, Asia and Mary, to talk about the premiere of Love is Blind. We've already recorded that podcast because, you know, we get the episodes early, you know, because Asia and Mary are they bosses like that. And so we'll get to talk about the season, talk about the cast, preview what's coming next. And then you can, of course, catch them over on their Love is Blind podcast feed. The Love at First Sight feed? Mm-hmm. The Perfect Match feed. Perfect. Or something like that. Oh. Yeah. Perfect
oh,
match.
Oh, yeah. It feed. Is Perfect Match in my mind. I was like, yeah, it's just together.
Yeah. Check them out for that. But then, of course, check out the Nothing But Netflix episode. I'll be wearing a shirt that day, sadly. and then, also on post show recaps, I'm talking about The Walking Dead with Josh Wigler, AJ Mass, and Jessica Lease. So we're three episodes into The Walking Dead, Daryl Dixon. Check that out wherever you get your podcasts. On Rob Has a Podcast this week. I believe I will be on the Thursday episode of Big Brother, the double veto episode. So that will be live here on YouTube as well. So check it out. Then you can go to suitspodcast.com and check out the Suits coverage that Rob and I have. We're doing daily coverage of the recap of the show Suits, the show that took Netflix by storm. So check that out. Follow at SuitsPod on Twitter to keep up with all of that. And also, if you want to see more of my, goofy grin, then you could check out the Connect on Post Show Recaps. If you go to youtube.com/postshowrecaps and click on the playlist for the Connect on Post Show Recaps, you'll see Mari and I talking about The Changeling on Apple TV Plus. And then you'll see Asia and Mari talking about The Other Black Girl with special guest me. And so I'll be joining them as well. So follow me on Twitter at Chappelle's_show. Follow me on Instagram at ChappelleTNT. And then, of course, like and subscribe to all of that and more. And then you can get a lot more Chappelle content coming forward. What about you, Sasha?
Yes. And of course, I am on Twitter at funsize_04. And I'm over on Mess Magnets talking celebrity gossip, hot topics, vibes only. We will be talking Jill Duggar for all you, maybe y'all watch TLC. I don't know. But whatever. It's just I hate TLC right now after reading this book. So we're going to be talking Counting the Cost this week. So check that out on Rob has a website/mess feed. And for everything else I'm up to, just follow me on Twitter. Thank you everyone for listening or watching and being with us. Bye.
Peace.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.